All right. Well, first of all, talking with former Indianola High School grad Keegan Render. Keegan, first of all, how's it been going and what you've been up to basically since you left college and trying to make it in the NFL?
It's been going pretty well. I was with the Eagles through preseason and OTAs and all that. Ended up getting cut at the end of preseason, and I've had a couple tryouts with teams the last couple weeks, but right now I'm just still trying to get on somewhere and just staying in Iowa City and still lifting at the university over there. So,
well, kind of talk about the journey as a whole. I know leaving college, it's, you know, what a lot of athletes want to do is go try and make it in the pros, and you're making that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely stressful as far as before the draft and all that, and even right now it's just stressful. You know, it's a little different, obviously, in the NFL. It's more of a job now, and you just kind of take it one day at a time. You never know what's going to happen, and it's just kind of like the real world out there. You just got to stay ready, and if an opportunity presents itself, you got to be on top of your game and go out there and give it your all.
Well, talk a little bit about your playing time at Indianola and kind of what you take most from your time playing high school football.
Oh, man. I don't remember everything, but I loved playing there with Coach Kluber and Coach Whalen and all the rest of the guys. They just really kind of started my whole development as a football player growing up, and they do a great job there. You know, Indianola is a little undersized for 4A, and it kind of made you have that hard mentality like Iowa, where you just kind of go up or show up and go to work, and you're not always going to be the most physically gifted team out there or person. You just got to go to work, and they really installed that mindset with me, and I just took that throughout my football career.
Well, I do want to kind of expand on that a little bit. How much do you think that kind of underdog mentality helped you along the way?
I think it helped a lot. I mean, I wasn't the biggest recruit coming out of high school either, compared to some guys. So, I mean, it's just kind of going through that in high school and having the opportunity to be the underdog a lot just kind of shows you that, you know, if you put your head down and keep your nose to the grindstone, that a lot of things can come true, and hard work does pay off, and hard work can make up for some things that you might not be physically blessed with to start with. So it's just that mentality, and I think it just holds true in real life too. Sometimes you just got to put your head down and keep going forward.
Well, talk a little bit about the Indianola community, kind of what you remember. I know you stay fairly connected, and just kind of what that community meant during your days playing football here.
It was a community that just really liked sports. I mean, back when I was in high school, we actually still played over at Simpson. And every Friday night, every home game we had, there was a ton of people out there. And just meant a lot. We used to walk down the stairs from Simpson through little kids and stuff. And just showed that the community really cared about Indianola football and Indianola sports in general. And I think that's a credit to, Coach Kluber being there for a while now. And just always having solid programs.
Well, what advice would you give to some of the players today who, you know, maybe want to take that path that you did, or even, you know, go play at a smaller school?
I think the biggest thing is just keep going. I mean, obviously it gets more difficult and tougher. And even in high school, I mean, there's days that are tough too, but you just gotta, like I said, keep that mentality and keep that chip on your shoulder. And a lot of things can happen for you if you keep working hard and just keep grinding. It's not always about the big steps and big jumps and stuff like that. Sometimes the little steps and the little things, the little details will get you to where you want to go. It just might take a little longer. So you just got to keep your, like I said, that mentality of just nose to the grindstone and just relax and go out there and do your best when you have the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, Keegan. I really appreciate it.
No problem.